Welcome to DMEG Spotlight. Tonight we have a special edition. Usually we have a 30-minute show. We might go a little over tonight. We have a special guest in studio by the name of Code Melanin. She's very adamant about her views, and she is a Donald Trump supporter who is African-American. We're going to get into some conversation with her. She's brought up some very valid viewpoints. I've sat down and had a few conversations with her. So we want to give everybody a little time to check in before we get this conversation started. I want to give you the number to call in. Excuse me, it's area code 646-787-1973. The number again is 646-787-1973. If you would like to be on air and go live, press 1. Right now we're going to take a small music break and we'll be right back. For tuning in to tonight's special edition of DMEG Spotlight. We have a special guest in studio tonight by the name of Code Melanin. She is an African-American Donald Trump supporter. So she's here to share some of her views with us tonight. The first thing I want to bring up with her is, I want to bring up the leaked emails and the leaked phone calls that they claim Barack Obama didn't leak. How do you feel about that?
Grab this microphone real quick. All right. So for those who are anticipating my arrival on the show, I know you're wondering how, as a pro-black, cold melanin young lady, a Donald Trump supporter, someone that I know that, you know, I know most people think that Donald Trump is a racist. I want to address the races, and then we'll go off into just really quick, briefly.
Okay.
I actually, as an African-American person, have never heard Donald Trump say anything about African-Americans. I mean, when I really think about it, I've never heard that before. Where I've heard that was on Facebook. You know, one of my friends, somebody around said that he said something and he's a racist, but never ever have they been able to tell me exactly what he said. I've searched high and low because I'm one of those people that I research everything. I am my own mind. I do not go with the masses or the flow of things. I like to have my own feelings toward a person. I don't have to go with just because my friend said they don't like him, I got to dislike him too. No, I've got my own mind. I'm my own person with my own thoughts and ideas and views, and that's what I move on, you know, because I'm that strong black person, and I suggest that everybody else do the same thing. I mean, because if you actually do not have proof that Donald Trump is racist against black people, and where are you getting your news from? Well, anyway, to the leaked information, what I think about that, I just see things for what it is. They say they don't have any proof that there was any wiretapping. Well, I'm going to say wiretapping. However, I think it's a misstatement of words. I think he should probably say an inappropriately surveillance, you know, an inappropriate surveillance I believe is what I tend to see are what I see it being. And the reason why I say that, I'll say leaked information as well. How are we as people getting this information if it's not being leaked? Who is telling us? Some kind of way the information is being leaked. How are we getting these phone conversations, these recorded phone conversations? Because somebody is leaking the information. It may not have to be the Obama administration, but somebody is doing it, obviously, because isn't that how you wiretap? You record the information and then you listen to it while people talking or however it goes. I mean, like, who is that, rocket science? I mean, hello, somebody. But anyway, another point I want to make about that leaked information is, why are we worried about, why are we so stuck on Donald Trump and Russia? How many niggas out there listening right now know where to find Russia at on the map? Raise your hand. If you don't know where to find Russia at on the map, you have no business being mad at Donald Trump about Russia. If you have never, ever in your life heard or thought about going to research Russia, you have no business even entering your thought process about Donald Trump and Russia. That is none of your business because you are uneducated about that whole situation. You don't know what the relationship is between the U.S. and Russia because that has never been a thought of yours. And anyway, and if you are a Black American, how does Russia affect you as a Black person? If you can just answer that question one time, I would love to know.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. There was talk,
okay,
of supposedly Donald Trump was going to eliminate programs like SSI, welfare, Section 8, et cetera, et cetera. What do you say about that?
Oh, I think that was the first form of American paranoia that I have ever experienced. That was like the first thing. Before the man even got in office, that was the first thing I heard niggas saying. And I'm going to say niggas, because why in the world would that be the first thing on your mind? Food stamps being taken away, Section 8 housing, SSI checks. Why wasn't our first thought process, along with Trump, saying jobs, jobs, jobs? Why are we comfortable birthing children from age 0 to age 18 on these benefits? So it didn't bother me about Donald Trump taking away anything, if that were the case. However, here we go again. That was fake news. You have never, ever one time as a Black person, as anybody, heard Donald Trump tell you that he was going to take away food stamps and Section 8 and SSI. Where did you get that news from? These are people's beliefs. These are presumptions, things that people think may happen. These are not things that have happened to you. Until things have happened, until you see light or signs of these things happening, you can't go on there. And I want to make a point. For example, recently there was fake news spreading about that Donald Trump was getting ready to remove Meals on Wheels for elderly individuals. If you go on any newspaper article, if you go on Snopes.com, it will blatantly tell you that he was not removing Meals on Wheels. It is not. It wasn't even a part of the list of things that he was going to cut. For the program that he was going to cut is a $227 million a year funding that gave funding to not just to some, not all 5,000 Meals on Wheels program, but just some of those 5,000. They were going to cut 16% of that $227 million, because 16% of the money that they were funding was not being used. They can take that money that was not being used, because $220 million is enough money to spend or to give the company, or the funding won't even miss that 16%. It can go somewhere else. It's not being used. It's money that's just sitting there. Why be greedy? Why not spread the money around where it can be used if it's not being used? It makes sense to me. And I don't understand why Black America just doesn't see it for what it is. It's not rocket science. For example, we have illegal immigration. That is a huge problem. Why don't we see it? Especially Black people. Poor Americans. Let me just scratch out Black people. I'm just so pro-Black, so everything relates and it surrounds around Black people. But I'm just going to say the poor Americans. They were hit the hardest by illegal immigration. And let me tell you how. When they started coming over in around, I'll say, about the late 80s, early 90s. Okay. Oh, we have a caller. Someone wants to call in. Let's see what they have to say. Sorry, I got cut off. We'll come back to illegal immigration.
Caller, you're live on the
air. Yeah, how y'all doing? Yeah, how
Greetings.
Y'all doing this evening? Let me start by saying I respect everyone's opinion and everyone's views. But you know, as far as going into Donald Trump's politics and what he is or what acts he is or isn't going to do, there's a lot of things that's up for grabs that really ain't got nothing to do with Donald Trump. It's really the Republican cabinet. So, but Donald Trump is the man they needed in office to do that. And also, it's not about race. What it's about is class. Donald Trump can't relate to the poor man. He can't relate to the middle class man. He can't relate to 80% of America. You know what I mean? So it's not really about race. It's about the fact that he's never been poor. He's never been in the military. He's never went through anything. So how can you relate to half of the world, when half of the country, when most of the country is going through something? So his politics don't work for black people. Now, on foreign policy, as far as immigration and things like that, I'm not going to say my politics align with Donald Trump's, because he has an agenda underneath. He only wants to have foreign policies with those people he can do business with. But at the same time, I'm not for letting, you know, 250,000 Syrians come into our country either. So, and I do think that we need to take care of Americans before we take care of any other culture out there. On that end of things, on that end of his politics, I can see where they're coming from. But it's really not his politics. He's really just a puppet. He's a dummy. So really arguing with Donald Trump and his politics is pointless. But the man has nothing. He doesn't any understand. What's your name, sweetheart?
Cold Melanie.
What's your name?
Cold Melanie.
Cold Melanie. The man understands nothing about you, your children, what your rent is, what's in your refrigerator, what you have to buy week to week, how much your cable costs. He does not care about any of that in your household. All Donald Trump cares about is making more money and making America a rich country. And the richer America has gotten has not always translated into black folks and Mexican folks and people of brown and yellow colors getting rich also. And to answer your question, Russia's in the northeast portion of Europe, just above Asia.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, but your views are fine. It's a lot of people, believe it or not, I have a lot of Mexican friends that voted for Donald Trump. But, you know, it's not really Donald Trump. Donald Trump is being told what his politics are going to be. And it was either Hillary, which is the system, and the system hasn't worked. You know, Hillary, I'm going to be honest with you, Hillary ain't no better. Hillary lying to everybody, too. She had her own server, for Christ's sakes. Anybody with their own server definitely got something to hide. But Donald's a radical. So you're going to either have somebody who's going to keep doing the sneaky things that's been going on in our government, or you're going to have someone that just comes out and talks about missiles and bombs and you know, just stupidity and, you know, huge numbers and things like this, you know. But I think it's very interesting that you have a, you know, that you are a supporter. You know what I mean? But you're not alone. You're not alone at all. There's a lot of black supporters, but you trust me. There's a lot of people out there. He won, so somebody voted for him.
Okay. Oh, hello?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Well, you know what? You made some great points. The only thing that's kind of where I have the problem is, the only thing is it seems as if you're going according to your feelings or your thoughts of what you think Donald Trump is going to do. You didn't provide me with any facts of what led you to believe these things. I failed to get that. When you say about the poor individuals, that's kind of where I kind of got my gripes with Black America. When he has tried to bring in individuals that could relate, and I am not talking about Omarosa, I am not directing myself to Ben Carson. I am not. I'm talking about individuals who have struggled, who have come out, individuals such as myself, individuals such as Steve Harvey, individuals such as just people that were in the inner city, period. Those people were blackballed. Those people were talked about, misunderstood. Shiraz Jaborn, hello? Oh, wait a minute. Also,
you still there, caller?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, hold on. I have another caller on the line. Caller, you're on the line. Eight five three four, you're on the line.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings.
This is me. This is Jock.
Okay.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I think we got.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Okay.
Okay,
we have
sorry
you
about
on
that.
Line 8534.
Hi, I have a question for your caller. You stated that, you know, Trump was never poor, which is obvious and stuff, but when was Obama? I'm not sure if you were an Obama supporter, but when was Obama poor? When was Obama anything that you said Trump wasn't either?
Okay. First, let's go here. When you come from color, you come from meager beginnings. Obama came from Chicago and Hawaii. I mean, I understand that, but you're talking about bootlegging money. When you talk about Donald Trump, you're talking about bootlegging money that goes back to the 1920s. That family has always been rich. America has always leaned on that family, along with the Rothschilds and other families. Now, I understand what you're saying, but I'm just, and when I say poor, let me elaborate on poor. I don't mean just black. There's a lot of poor people in Kentucky that are white, Appalachian people. There's a lot of people living in trailer parks all
the time.
No, I'm talking about the previous person that was speaking. But I hear your point. You there?
Yeah,
I need to.
And
so you're also a Trump supporter?
Oh God, no! I don't like Trump, but I definitely didn't like Hillary. I mean Hillary.
I agree.
at all. That was just a big question I had because I like a lot of what you were saying,
Okay, don't get me wrong. Obama was black, but that's about all he was. He still was a money man. He still was a corporate guy. He wasn't a president of the people. The only thing that made Obama a president of the people was his color. Obama was corporate all the way. So don't get it twisted. Just because we're talking about Donald Trump, don't mean that I'm making that. Obama just stepped in and did the things for the people of color that he would have been expected to do. How would you get a second term, or get reelected if you didn't do anything for black people as a black president? That just would just be ridiculous.
Right.
So it's kind of token.
But when you're saying it that way, I mean, when we have a president of the United States that is supposed to be looking out for everybody within the United States but let's go with legal here because people are going to argue and say, well, illegal people, blah, 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 whatever. But when we have every race, religion, I mean, everybody here in the United States, I mean, Obama shouldn't have only favored the black people. He should have been, equal to everybody because that keeps a division of color when we need unity more than anything, don't you think?
I agree, but, ma'am, every home got a stimulus check. It wasn't just black homes that got a stimulus check. Every home got a stimulus check. So, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but it's kind of hard not to – it would have been bad business for him. I understand what you're saying. Yeah, he had to come in and he had to kind of focus on portions of America. There's white places. There's white things going on where people are suffering, I'm sure. But I'm sure it's not as great as black people. And I'm sure it's not as great as brown people or yellow people. So, my thing with Donald Trump is, man, he is just disconnected. Donald Trump's everyday life. When was the last time you think Donald Trump drove a car? He's just completely disconnected. He's completely disconnected. That's my problem.
I don't see how it's relevant.
I think you have to be relevant to the people to be the leader. To majority of the people should be able to – majority of people should – for instance, my son is going to Whittier College next year. Richard Nixon went there.
Excuse me, caller.
I would like a leader that is kind of like, yeah, go ahead.
I hate to interrupt you. I have to take a quick break. I would love for both of you to stay on the line because I'm going to get back with Trump and immigration. So please stay on the line. I'm going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Yeah. I love is not a game, no. feel like you ain't never felt in two. Show you things you didn't know you can do, baby. Three, skip three. We can get to robbing and touching, fucking and hugging and loving, baby. So won't you, won't you, won't you, won't you, won't you just have me?
I can show you things, some things you never seen before. I can show you mine if you show me yours, yeah. I can show you mine if you show me yours, yeah.
Don't be uncomfortable, you're so remarkable. When you're looking, girl, you're about to get the best of me. I'ma take my time and I'ma slow it down. Been waiting for some time to show you the best of me. I'll make you feel like you have never felt a future. Just
let me
be the best of me.
Baby, I'ma take my time. I got some nasty things in mind.
Won't you, won't you, won't you, won't you, won't you, won't you just never seen before.
Tuning in with us tonight. This is the DMEG Spotlight. We have a special edition show tonight. We have a special in-studio guest who is going by the name Code Melanin, who is a female Black Donald Trump supporter. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. If you'd like to call in, please give us a call at 646-787-1973. Press 1 to go live on air. We're going to bring Code Melanin back on and let her rebut the two callers that she just had. So go ahead and take it away.
Actually, with all that stuff going, all the music and stuff I was enjoying, I forgot where we left off. I guess we left off at illegal immigration. I was pointing that out. I was talking about the poor. You were talking about that Donald Trump. Oh, I was saying about the poor. Yeah, let me go back there. The poor. You said that Donald Trump doesn't know anything about the poor, doesn't know anything about Black families, doesn't even know. Okay, first of all, I'm going to stop talking about Black, and I'm just going to say just American citizens, period. It doesn't take rocket science to see that Americans need help, that Americans need things. I mean, you don't have to be poor in order to see that a poor person is amongst you. I mean, it's there. It is actually scripture as well. We can go back in the biblical days where it says that the poor shall always be amongst you. You have to help them. That's why we have charity. People know these things. So he tried to get people to come, people that did understand the poor, people that did live amongst, that came from there. He tried to get those individuals. And when those individuals tried to go and talk to him to come to a solution on how they can help the poor, what did the Hillary supporters do? They talked about them and blackballed them, told them they wasn't going to use their services anymore. I'm not going to watch Steve Harvey's show no more. He a sellout. Okay, well, he was trying to get somebody that understood the poor. So with that being said, I think Black America or poor people are the individuals that's pushing people away or pushing him away from actually getting the help in there that we need. Because you guys are pushing. I mean, look at Chrisette Michelle. I thought you guys were like baboons and buffoons for not letting that girl go upstage and sing a song for Donald Trump. You guys blackballed her. Death threats and stuff like that. Just stupidity. Absolute stupidity. Embarrassment. Why would you do that? That girl should be able to go and sing for whoever she wants to sing for. And none of y'all was going to pay her bills. None of y'all doing nothing for that young lady but running your mouth. And that's what Black America do, because Black America, we don't have nothing. We don't own nothing, no oil, no gold, no trade. We don't have no media influence, no political influence. Whenever a Black person come on the scene, guess what they do? They talk. That's it. Jesse Jackson come on the scene with his mumbling self. He blowing in the Black America. We don't know what the crap he's saying. We just know he's standing there trying to help us. And that's all he can do is stand there and talk. And then you got John Lewis. John Lewis need to go retire. Because John Lewis, he's not doing nothing but talking too. And then you have Al Sharpton. I'm tired of people talking. Obama, Barack Obama. Oh, my God, I was so disappointed with Barack Obama because I'm an individual that voted. I got out of my bed. I went to the voting polls, and I voted for Mr. Barack Obama twice. But I was disappointed because let me tell you, when he first came on the scene, I said, wow, a Black president, for the first Black president, and he can help people because he can understand. I didn't say Black people. I said he can help people because I'm sure that he can understand, because since 1965, Black Americans, what have we gotten? What have they done with our votes since 1965? What have they done with your votes? They've been taking our Democratic votes, getting stuff like transgender bathrooms and stuff. That's what they've been taking our votes doing. And that's not a part of our beliefs. That's not a part of where we come from. That is not a part of our blood, our heritage. Africans did not operate in such fashion. We had class and dignity about ourselves. What happened to those days? We need to make America great again. We need to go back to where we had structure, where things were lined up, where things were organized. Look how we acting around here. Look at our streets. You want to get mad at Donald Trump talking about Black people? They crime and they Black, and we are killing each other. We've been talking about it amongst ourselves for years. Why are we getting mad at Donald Trump for pointing it out?
Okay, this is what I want to bring to the table now. Let's talk about the illegal immigration.
Okay, illegal immigration.
And how it's affecting such things as the economics, the housing, the welfare, the water and food shortage, the job shortage, the insurance rates going up, identity theft, traffic. Let's talk about that.
Well, you just made all my points that I would have made. I am actually a victim of an illegal immigrant stealing my identity. Imagine how I feel, and I think that an individual that has never been impacted by illegal immigration does not need to have anything to say. They are disqualified from having the conversation about illegal immigration. If it does not take you 2.5 hours to go 11 miles to work, and then when you get off and pick your kids up from school, it takes you 2.5 hours to get back home, but you got to stop by Kentucky Fried Chicken to get your kids one of those $5 boxes so they can eat dinner, because by the time you get home, it's only enough time for them to go to sleep. If you are not impacted by that, by illegal immigration like that, you are disqualified from this conversation. If you have never been fired from your job because you could not speak Spanish in order to cater to them, you cannot enter this conversation. Another thing, too, if your children have been asked, they live in the jurisdiction, they live in the surrounding school area, but your children cannot go to the school that is right across the street from your house because that school is overcrowded and they've asked you to go to a whole different school way across town so that your children can go to school. If you've never been impacted by an illegal immigration and overcrowding, overpopulation, you cannot enter this conversation. So anyway, with that being said, when illegal immigration hit the scene, it first impacted the poor community. The poorest communities were hit first. You looked around. The first thing that went away were all of the resources, such as things as food stamps, all government assistant entities, they 70% of illegal immigrant women that have anchor children have about six, they average about six children per household. They have six anchor children, which allow them to stay here on American soil and benefit from the resources, those six children. So you have 70% of illegal immigrant women with anchor baby children that take up Section 8 housing, while American citizens are left living under the freeways in tents. And what do we have to say about that when we see our American citizens under a tent, living in a tent, but we got an illegal immigrant with some anchor baby children taking up all the housing, all of the food stamps? And did you guys notice that when they started coming over here and they started doing that, how they start having to do cuts in that? I noticed those people, the people that's listening, if you ever have cash aid or whatever it is from the government, they start cutting your food stamps and stuff because it wasn't enough to go around. You know, you were the first person to notice it. When the jobs started leaving, you know why the jobs started leaving? Because it was illegal immigrants that were able to come over here for cheap labor. The employers were able to hire them for cheap labor. The employers were winning. Why? Because for, say, for instance, you have a working class citizen that was working for $7 minimum wage. They can get four illegal immigrants to work for that $7 because they're willing to work for $1.50 an hour, $2 an hour. That was weeding us out. Why get someone that want to work for $10 when we can get an illegal immigrant to do it? You lost. Black Americans lost. Poor Americans lost. White poor Americans lost. Working class people were losing and still are losing because then you have what? The anchor babies that have now grown up. They've grown up, and guess what? You see them behind the desk while you're the one being served. You don't have the job. They do. And then they've taught those anchor baby children to help the other illegal immigrants come over here and build themselves up. And while they're building themselves up, guess who's losing? Poor Americans. We stuck. Nothing. Nothing to live on. And then we want to get mad at Donald Trump when he say, let's bring the jobs back over here. Because everything over there in Mexico, then they send everything. Then if they come over here and work, they sending their money back to Mexico. It's not coming back to America and recycling. Y'all crazy. We need to vote. We need to get out and keep America first. Didn't your grandmama tell you, you can't help other people unless you help yourself first? I know my grandmama told me that. My mama still tell me that. Girl, stop giving all your da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You can't get him that unless you got something for yourself. You done heard that before, too, so what's wrong with it now?
Good point. Good point. Okay. Donald Trump response to the disabled reporter.
Oh, every time I think about Donald Trump and the disabled reporter, I laugh because, and let me tell you, people took that out of context. I didn't even know that the man was disabled until the media pointed that he was disabled out. I just thought Donald Trump was responding to the man in likeness, like the man said something to him. And then when I happened to see the man, it was just even funnier because Donald Trump acted just like that man did. And how are you going to get mad at that? Y'all saw when y'all was laughing when Cat Williams was picking on that man with the metal legs, Mr. Tink Tink. Y'all thought Tink Tink was funny. I bet somebody giggled right now. See, but when Donald Trump said something that the man said in the likeness of the man is not funny. He talking about crazy, retarded people. Please, y'all go somewhere with that. Leave that man alone. Stop nitpicking.
Okay, we have a caller. Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah. First, I'm going to start with the immigration thing. Now, as far as the immigration thing, I'm kind of on the same page with his politics. I don't agree with it wholly because I know he has a hidden agenda. But as far as Syrians coming over here as refugees, first of all, let me say this. The black man has a real problem with jumping in other people's fights and relating it to slavery. Okay, if you're a black man in Iraq, you are nobody, just like you were in 1930 in Mississippi. They still treat right. black people like they do. They still treat black people like that. Now, right, you got a lot of brothers talking about immigration is wrong. That's how we got here. And it's wrong for them to do this. These Arabic people could give a flying fuck about you. Excuse my French. You know what I mean?
Right.
They really couldn't care. Now,
right.
now, so, you know, jumping jumping on their bandwagon is not for you. They, you know, in the country of Dubai, Arabic people can't even work as servers. They're not even allowed to work as servers because they're not allowed to serve people who aren't Arabic. So they have to – only immigrants can come into that country and work the service jobs such as waiters, cab drivers, you know, those type of – where you're serving people. They think they're above people to the point where – and I'm not talking about all Muslims. I'm just saying that, you know, the turmoil that goes on in that part of the world doesn't need to go on here. Now, on to the next subject of Donald Trump mocking the reporter. The only thing it screams is his idiotic insensitivity to the things he don't understand. See, the problem is there's a lot of autistic children in these homes all across America. If Donald Trump took the time to think about that, he would have thought better of his actions. And it says the same about how was he thinking about South Central, South Side Chicago, Little Rock, Arkansas, the west side of Detroit, the east side of Detroit. You know, how was he?
I don't necessarily think
I mean,
he was talking about, you know, just trying to point out all just a whole group of people. I think he was just individually talking to that individual, and that individual just happened to be whatever he was. I still don't know where he was. I just saw how he said it, and Donald Trump responded in the likeness. I would have never known or even put all that emphasis on the other groups of specialness. I don't know. I just thought he was talking to the man.
I mean, here's the term that the whole of the United States said. Here you go, Cole, Melanin. The whole term is called politically correct. He is the leader of politics. So he is the first man that should know how to be politically correct.
I'm tired of politically correctness. That's what Obama did, and that's what really disappointed me. I just knew the second term Obama would finally come to win.
So you didn't feel good? Right, but so you didn't feel good when Obama was in office?
When he got in office, I felt brilliant. However, when he came with that speech
Life didn't get better?
I did not notice Obama's presidency that I did not notice under anybody else's, and I'm going to be honest with you. Obama did not make no special trips, no special tricks, and he did not turn any flips. And I'm going to say this.
As far as
Obamacare, who do you know? Do you have Obamacare? Did you utilize Obamacare? Did you go on
Yes, ma'am, I do. And I had a spider bite on my ass. Yes, I had a spider bite on my ass. I almost lost my whole leg. If I didn't have no Obamacare, I'd probably be dead today.
Listen,
I understand where you're coming from.
Obamacare, I got Obamacare too, but guess how I got Obamacare? It was free. I got Obamacare for free. I had before Obamacare, I had what you call Medicare. Before Medicare, I had what you call Medi-Cal. They just changed the name. Right now, they're getting ready to change to American Care. And guess what? I'm getting ready to have that for free, too.
But you got to remember now. Adults wasn't covered in that.
I've been covered. I've been covered. As long as you go down to DPSS, you get covered for free. Hello, somebody. You just got to fill out the application.
I don't know. I just feel like when Obama came in, the country was.
And then if you go to work, because I go to work as well. As a matter of fact, I own my own business, but I'm just telling you because I know all sides of the fences. So when you go down and when you work, you also get you're applied where your employer has to provide medical insurance after so many hours of you working. I do human resources. So let me explain this.
Well, that's also hold on. Let's stop there because that's also changed by immigration too. Because
offering medical benefits.
But listen, every job don't offer medical insurance now because immigration got the jobs fluctuated to the point where companies don't want to offer that. To your point earlier, but go ahead.
Yes, I'm just saying I have had medical all the way around. It did not matter who was in office. I have always had medical. And matter of fact, to be honest with you, the free medical was always better than the medical that I had working.
Okay, I have another caller. Would you like to stay on the line, caller?
I'm going to sign off, but I'm going to continue to listen because this is very interesting. And Cole, Melanie, you make a lot of valid points. You really do.
Oh, thank you. I think you're brilliant as well. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling in. We have another caller on the line. I'm going to take another call right now.
Hello?
Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Greetings. Yes. Just very interesting conversation about immigration and all the rest of this. Just out of curiosity, ma'am, what is your political viewpoint? Because it seems a bit scattered, and seems a little bit, you know, like you're not aware of current policies that Trump is making that are directly affecting specifically African Americans.
That's a great thing to say. The only problem is no one has been able to specify those particular things that will affect the African American. I've been totally open to hearing those. I have researched, I have looked, I have not seen anything that directly affects the African American community. The only thing that I have seen
one of the biggest rights that we have as African Americans is our socioeconomical standpoint.
But did you hear when Donald Trump looked at the camera for 30, 40 minutes and spoke directly to the African-American community and said that he wanted to get us all on the same social ladder? Did you hear Donald Trump when he said that
he
needed to get those individuals out of office?
Well, he can say that all he wants to. Yeah, he can say that all he wants to, but the only way to repair.
Is that fair to disregard what he is saying because you don't like
him?
Can I share this with you?
Because we are not immigrants. We are imports. We're a commodity. So when you have the fluctuation of Hispanics coming to this country in the late 70s, early 80s, coming into this country, they were basically replacing the labor that we were offering at some point. But you've got to remember, we started getting up out of the slumps, and we started going to schools, and we started getting better education and better homes and moving up out of the hood. And they replaced cheap labor that African Americans, I don't know about you, but I'm not picking on oranges. You know, there are some service jobs. You think about if you're from Los Angeles, you know Crenshaw. You know we owned a number of nightclubs up and down Broadway, hair salons.
When America was great again.
Well, no, it wasn't. That wasn't America being great. It was a result of the policies that were put in place. In our government, and this is the whole point about Trump's insensitivity. You made the comment about Cat Williams talking about Tink Tink, and the president of the United States making the same comment. Cat Williams is a comedian.
He was not trying to be a comedian. He was talking directly to the individual. He did not focus on all autistic people. He was talking to that individual.
It's a little bit confusing when you say you're an African American woman, and understanding not only the struggle of African Americans, but understanding the struggle of African American women. And he makes comments about grabbing
African American struggle have to do with Donald Trump.
I'm not done, sweetie. And he makes comments about grabbing women in their crotch.
Sir, I had an individual not too long ago, a black man at the gas station, because I am 105 pounds, tell me that because I am not thick, that I am all P-U-S-S-Y. I have had all throughout my life, sir, I am 35 years old. And throughout my life, sir, I had a black woman in the hood coming from the Nickerson Garden, sir. So in spite of you think about my view, sir, I am very
much black. That makes him a jerk, but he's not the president of the United States.
He was talking to Howard Stern, Rauchy. He was not the president at that time, sir. He was not the president.
At any rate, the fact that you have that sort of mindset, being the leader of the free world, puts you in a
sir.
In a dangerous position.
Sir, I have had people, I have had individuals such as Bill Clinton that we know of in the Oval Office with somebody with his thing in somebody's mouth, sir.
Absolutely.
And it's not what the president is supposed to be doing.
Do I know?
And we called Bill Clinton the best president of America. He was the first black president. Please, sir. And he had a woman singing in his mouth, and he was married. You can't tell me about what the president is supposed to do.
Okay, I have to take a break right now. We're going to get back in about 2 to 3 minutes.
Anonymous, you quite impressive. You come from Houston, I'm trying to give me some more in Texas. Bitch, off the pictures you see me, I think I get the message. Never been possessive, but trust me, baby, I'm well protected. I'm trying to make sure that you feel okay. I'm here to dick you down and leave my sin all on your pillowcase. I give it to you till you doze off. But first, come over here and take your clothes off. Girl, I'm trying to get into you. Can I wear you just like my silk? Let me lay you down at my workstation and examine you like my tools. Girl, your body's flawlessly flawed, perfectly imperfect. I'm trying to slide in your throat, swimming in your ocean. Girl, let me drown in your juice. You've been texting me, sending pictures with nothing but your heels on. Girl, let's take it further than smiley faces, the LOLs with emojis I estimate. Hold up, I'm trying to get your body wrapped around, could be my inspiration. Girl, give me something to rap about.
We've been talking about fucking all day. Forget talking, I'm grabbing my key and I'm on my way.
Away, you know?
Baby, just take your clothes off, yeah. Come here and take your clothes off, yeah. Cause we about to get it, and I ain't finished till I know we both finished in the morning.
Thinking about the little things you say, I'm trying to kiss them on your lips and not the ones that's on your face. Do you like it with the lights on and lights off? I gotta know. It don't matter to me, babe, cause we can get it either way. Hey. I like it right there, don't move it. Don't touch it, girl, let me do it. I'm nasty, baby, don't judge me. If you got the groceries, I'm hungry.
Yeah, no need to judge, girl, I'm just being me. Let's roleplay, I'll be Usher, you be Nicki, be my little freak. I'm trying to get that peak and I ain't talking about no Vicky Seek. Lingerie is pointless, those are clothes that you don't even need.
We've been talking about fucking all day. Forget talking, I'm grabbing my key and I'm on my way. It's you, baby, just take your clothes off, yeah. Come here and take your clothes off, yeah. Cause we about to get it, and I ain't finished till I know we both finished in the morning.
Hello, hey,
can I come?
Come here and take your clothes off, yeah. Cause we about to get it, and I ain't finished till I know we both finished in the morning.
You ain't even gonna wake up, you know what I mean?
We've been talking about fucking all day. Forget talking, I'm grabbing my key and I'm on my way. It's you, baby, just take your clothes off, yeah. Come here and take your clothes off, yeah. Cause we about to get it, and I ain't finished till I know we both finished in the morning.
This the professional himself, Mr. Microphone Friendly Paul Douglas. And right now, you listening to the D-Barn Show on Blah Talk Radio. Hey, if you ain't listening to this, I don't know what the hell you doing then. Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in to tonight's episode of DMEG Spotlight. I really appreciate everybody for tuning in. I have gotten some awesome feedback. My text has been blowing up, my inbox. I appreciate all the callers. I especially want to thank tonight's special guest, Cole Melanin. She's been awesome. I appreciate everybody that's tuned in to support the show. We're winding down to the last few minutes, so I wanted to make a couple of announcements real quick. We have an awesome lineup this week. I really would like you to check in with us. Tomorrow night, we have producer, artist Leo Wild for the DMEG Artist Spotlight at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. At 9:30 p.m., we have the D. Barnes Show. On Wednesday, we will be back with a special edition with a new topic. We're going to add a little more talk to the show. So that's what these Spotlight Days are about every day at 9 p.m. So check us out. On Thursday at 8:30 Pacific Standard Time, we have the Paul Douglas Show. At 9 p.m., we have the Artist Spotlight with rapper Louis Juice. And on Saturday, you can catch past episodes of the D. Barnes Show from RKR. So if you missed any of my shows on RKR, you could catch them here on Saturdays at 1 o'clock. I'm running the past episodes. I want to give a special shout out to Lyra and Greg Kimball. They're out there listening over at the sister station, Rhythmic Karmic Radio. I appreciate them. Everybody knows I always shout them out. They're the one that got me started in this radio game. And they continue to support me from week to week. So I want to give them a shout out. On Sunday, we will be back with Praise and Power at 5 p.m. And on 7 o'clock, Sunday, we have the DMEG Gospel Artist Spotlight. So check that out. I'm trying to get the artist Arnite. So we're going to see if we could get her to come in for the Artist Spotlight on Sunday. She's amazing, and I really like to share some of her music with you. And of course, like always, shout out to my security and transportation squad over at Frontline Protection. Y'all know they keep me safe going back and forth where I got to go. So I want to give a big shout out to Bear and to D-Nut. They make sure they hold it down for me from week to week, everywhere I got to go, holding me down, and they got my back. So if you need protection, security for any event, personal security, transportation, please get in contact with me. I will hook you up with my security squad. They really handle their business. Okay, so thank you to everybody. I appreciate you tuning in with us tonight. Check us out tomorrow night at the same time, 9 p.m., right here on the DMEG Spotlight. We have artist producer Leo Wild, okay? And we're going to end the show with one of my favorite songs, Jock Jones, What You See. Everybody have a good night. Check you out tomorrow.
Yeah.
What you say? Shut up, Uzi. Uzi.
You
looking at a movie, I'm starring, but no acting involved in the cameras is rolling. Just these niggas is thirsty and starving. I suffered the JFK and it's a cold night out in Harlem. My niggas is shooting to the clouds and they trying to restart them. System ballers, this movie by the chopper and baller. Money stalker, leaning with the night walkers and chrome sparkers. Niggas living awkward, scene one with the shot caller. These bitches looking for love, but shit would never find it.
You don't see what I see every day that GMC. You don't hear what I hear.
Look,
Lamborghini, Jaguar,
look at
leaders.
All in traffic, breaking her neck.
Look, man.
I fuck a bitch brain, Carbonero effect. Yeah, I got a bitch, but you can shoot me a text. Sit you all in my mouth and on the goal on my neck. Me, I'm in these streets, girl, making a mess. Sometimes I'm on these beats trying to cash me a check. Man, these bitches choose, why the fuck would I press?
My nigga.
You niggas is confused, begging bitches for sex.
My nigga.
Offering hoes the world, sounding like T-Sweat. Bitch, you got me twisted just like Keith Sweat. I'm in the foreign rap, flooring on my head and chest. Use a pro club, nigga, riding around VTech. I was breaking bitches back when I had recess. They give me their lunch tickets, let me copy their test. Look, tell me what you see when you looking at a nigga like me. Tell me what you see when you looking at a nigga like me. So what it's gonna be when you fucking with a nigga like me. Tell me what you see.
see when you looking at a nigga like me. So what it's gonna be when you fucking with a nigga like me?
Tell me what you see.
What you see?
All this money and the gold, the cars, how about a beat?
About a beat.
So what it's gonna be?
Gonna be.
Put on for my city and state. They know a G.
Okay.
I heard you a freak.
You a freak.
Tell your friends that my friends can be friends. We can meet.
We can meet.
I'm really in the streets.
Straight.
If we fight, it's a riot, my nigga. We came deep.
Deep.
Somebody like the weed.
Like the weed.
I'm just looking for the Henny Patron. Where is the drink? GM, bitch, C.
Money click.
Get money click straight from the six. What do you mean?
Mean.
Living ain't free.
Free.
That's word to my nigga T-Lo, J-O-C. Take another blink.
Blink.
And what do you see from a nigga like me? Yeah.
Tell me what you see when you looking at a nigga like me. So what it's gonna be when you fucking with a nigga like me? Tell me what you see when you looking at a nigga like me. So what it's gonna be when you fucking with a nigga like me?